Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
The other side, Peggy Noonan, writing about how high the temperature is, says this: we have to ease up. We have to stop enjoying our hate so much. We can't go on indefinitely like this. Are you worried that Republicans will be perceived as doing the very thing you're accusing Democrats of using the legal system for political purposes, if you follow John Yoo's advice?
Here's what I believe, Shannon. Listen, we are the rule of law party. Chaos is not a conservative value, and we have to fight back, and we will, with everything in our arsenal. But we do that within the confines of the rule of law. We believe in our institutions. We are conservatives, and we are trying to conserve the greatest country in the history of the world, and its institutions are an important part of that. Our system of justice is an important part of that.
Yeah, it was interesting. Shannon Bream's question to Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, yesterday on Fox News Sunday. Very interesting. She actually set it up with this reference to an op-ed written that is basically calling for retaliation in order to discourage continued misuse of the justice system.
Okay, we'll see what he spins out. We think as early as Tuesday of this week. Now, I want to ask you about the verdict. Clearly, you think it's a travesty, as many people do. And I think, having watched the trial, there are many grounds, fertile territory for the Trump team to use on appeal. But that's going to take time. In the meantime, there are a number of Republicans out there saying you guys need to turn around and do this same thing. John Yoo writing this: Republicans have to bring charges against Democratic officers, even presidents. Only retaliation in kind can produce the deterrence necessary to enforce a political version of mutual assured destruction.
Meaning, obviously, the idea is if they are going to use the justice system against our guy, then we need to use the justice system against their guy. They weaponized first. We're just retaliating in kind, because the only thing a bully respects is a punch in the nose. Boy, that's just all around is dangerous. It's dangerous all around. I mean, that's why I like Mike Johnson's answer. He says, well, yes, we believe that this was abuse of the system, this conviction of the former President Trump, but we are not allowed to abuse the system by our own principles. You know, we have to fight within the confines of what the law allows.
What we'll do with our tools that we have in Congress, in the House, is we'll use our oversight responsibility. We've already done that. You saw our Judiciary Chairman, Jim Jordan, issue requests for Alvin Bragg, the DA in Manhattan, and for the lead prosecutor, Colangelo, to show up for a hearing on June 13th in our Select Committee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government, because that's what they've done. And the purpose of the hearing is to investigate what these prosecutors are doing at the state and federal level to go out, to use politics, you know, political retribution in the court system to go after political opponents of federal officials like Donald Trump. That's a really important thing for us to delve into. And we're going to look at special counsel Jack Smith, who we believe is abusing his authority as well. We have the funding streams. We have mechanisms to try to get control of that. We'll be doing that within the confines of our jurisdiction. And I think that can have the desired effect and show the American people we're not going to tolerate this. Shannon, at the end of the day, people are losing their faith in our system of justice itself, and that's a serious threat.
You know, there's a very interesting and important sort of philosophical backdrop question here that you've got to resolve in your own head. Because what I know a lot of people want to hear is fight fire with fire. That's what the essay she was referring to was advocating. That's the only thing they'll respect, fight fire with fire. The problem is, if you fight fire with fire, if you do immoral things in response to immoral things, you don't promote justice. You don't promote ethics, decency, restraint, civilization. You promote barbarism. You know, they're using terrorism. We should use terrorism. Well, no, you can't use terrorism and be against terrorism, right? You can't use the judicial system as a weapon and then claim to be trying to control and rein in and reform the judicial system when it's being used as a weapon, right? You can't do both. And so that's why Mike Johnson's answer is really on the right track, which is you only have a limited number of options that you can use, and oversight is one of them. Because the goal is not to just get retaliation. The goal is not just to get score or payback or whatever. The goal is to maintain and perpetuate and promote a system within which justice occurs. And a system within which justice occurs is not a tit-for-tat system. Just as if somebody wrongs your family, you can't go after them with a gun. You go after them with the cops. Because if you go after them with a gun, you're going to jail too. Or worse, right? What some people are calling for is vigilantism through the law. And what Mike Johnson is saying is, no, vigilantism isn't the answer. Because then we just have vigilantes everywhere. And the problem is when people, of course, believe that the legal system has broken down, then they think that taking matters in their own hands is the correct or appropriate answer. And it only is if the system itself cannot be reformed or restrained or saved. You know, if you can never get out of the state of nature, maybe. But we are hopeful, we believe in there being civilization based on rules that's not the case. So, you know, it's a dangerous time in America for people who believe that the president was unjustly treated, that this was political, that the system was weaponized against him, because some of them are not following the conservative path, not following what Mike Johnson is saying, where you stay within the bounds and you still fight according to the rules of warfare. You don't start violating the Geneva Convention just because the other guy does, because then it means that nobody's believing in that convention anymore. 437-1620, 437-1620. Jimmy's got traffic on the 5. Jimmy?
If you are heading down North Palafox Street going southbound, you can expect to see a lot of traffic built up right after the Tahar Drive intersection. And on Tahar Drive going east and westbound, traffic building up there right before and after the North Palafox intersection. Otherwise looking good if you're coming into town from Cantonment. U.S. South Highway 29 is looking clear. Payson Milton, U.S. 90 is clear. And not showing any slowdowns if you are on Gulf Beach Highway or Blue Angel Parkway this morning. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. This traffic report brought to you by Discover. Discover wants everyone to feel special with live 24/7 customer service. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the 5s.
You know, when you're selling a home, you might not think about it, but there are a lot of little things that can be done or go undone that can make a big difference in how quickly your home sells and what price it sells for. You know, for example, this might seem silly, but, you know, if somebody comes and looks at your house and they don't make an offer, your agent should call and ask why. Because they might learn something. Or they might even, oh, you know, hey, it was this. Oh, well, we can fix that. You know, or we can work on that. Or that's open to negotiation. And I know that's something that Christina Leavenworth does all the time. If somebody comes and looks and don't make an offer, she'll call them to find out. That's how she's learned which things you can do to avoid those problems in the front. Having a great photographer. You might think, well, what does that matter so much? Well, because how do people shop for houses? They go online, they look at pictures. If the pictures are okay, you'll get an okay response. If the pictures are spectacular, guess what? See, those are the little things you might not think much about, but that's not your job. You never had to think about these things before. But that's the kind of stuff that Christine Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty focus on, is perfecting that process of presenting your home to the people who might potentially want to buy it with as few problems as possible, so that they will be enticed to come look at it and decide, is this the home for them? And so that you're more likely to get the best price possible, ideally even out of multiple people being interested. And they've got a process for this. And so the point is, they are just committed to excellence in this realm. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
The City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation offers many ways to help you get out and play. Take a stroll in one of their 93 parks, rent a kayak or a paddle boat at the brand new Bayview Outdoor Pursuit Center, or participate in one of the many exciting programs happening at Play Pensacola's 11 resource centers. Tennis courts, pools, dance, camps, community events, and more. The only thing missing is you. For more, visit playpensacola.com or follow social media at Play Pensacola Parks. It's time to get out and play.
Pensacola Christian Academy is the area's premier kindergarten learning program. Why? Because in a fun, safe environment, even four-year-olds learn to read, beginning with letters and sounds, progressing to reading words, sentences, and stories. And the best part? If your child attends K-4 and K-5 at Pensacola Christian Academy, you'll get first grade tuition-free. Spots are filling quickly, so go to enrollpca.com to register now.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world, but what do they mean? How do you get started?
You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising today at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I think you've had enough. No? Now you've had enough.
Good morning, 620 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News. And one traffic note that you might want to be aware of is later on today, if things follow what's supposed to happen, there's going to be a change in roads that is going to affect some of you. Those of you who drive on Palafox across I-10, the small area between the north side of I-10 and the next road up is going to be reduced to just one lane back and forth today for about 6 hours starting at 8 a.m. Oh, no, excuse me, tomorrow. Excuse me, tomorrow between I-10 and Hope Drive. So that's tomorrow, the I-10 bridge. And by the way, this whole interchange, I-10 and U.S. 29 and then the Palafox overpass, it's going to be a mess for the next 6 years. There's going to be off and on lane closures, working night, day. I mean, I'm sure they're going to try to minimize the impact during the day. But anyway, that's tomorrow. Excuse me, I said today. It's tomorrow from 8 a.m. until about 6 hours. So happy hunting. I'm sure it won't matter at all that people use that to get to West Florida High School when that's going on at 8:30. So yay. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David.
Well, the city of Atlanta reportedly under a state of emergency today after a massive water main break left the area without water. Crews are reportedly making some progress in restoring that water. The break left downtown Atlanta with no water over the weekend. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Singapore on Sunday. That meeting took place on the sidelines of the Shangri-La Dialogue Security Summit. According to the Pentagon, Austin reiterated the U.S.'s support for Ukraine. And another launch attempt for the Starliner was delayed until Wednesday at the earliest. This after NASA had to delay the liftoff on Saturday, just minutes before the mission was set to get underway. When it does launch, though, Starliner will be the first crewed test flight for the Starliner capsule and take two astronauts to the space station.
All right. Very good, David. Thanks so much. Where was the location of that conference? What was that conference called?
Shangri-La?
In Xanadu, did Kublai Khan a stately pleasure dome decree? Is that where we're, I mean, is that where we're at now? Or
I don't know.
Okay, fair enough. All
right,
David.
That's what it says.
Thanks. That's what it says. I just read the news. I love it. David, thanks so much for the update. Oh, by the way, another small traffic note. And this is one for anybody who lives in the vicinity of River Birch Road in Santa Rosa County. This is really good news, but it's really bad news for a week. River Birch Road is closed through traffic. So cannot get hit there from here because they're actually going to be doing construction to make it a proper road that is used for that, what is it, Jenny's Place? Is that the right one? For that whole area back in there that got developed, which was never supposed to be an access for it, really. I mean, you know, but okay, so now it is, and it's not enough, and so they're fixing it, which is good news, but it's going to take a week for it to be fixed. 6:23 on News Radio Pensacola. Oh, didn't talk about this in the previous segment, but I think this is really interesting. Jimmy, I'm going to do a pop quiz. You ready? You ready? You awake enough? It's 6:23 almost. You ready?
Absolutely not.
All right, here we go. This is going to be fun. So President Trump is now a convicted felon, right?
Sure.
34 counts, right? Can convicted felons vote in the state of Florida?
No.
That's correct. If you go to jail and then you serve your time and then you pay any fines and you petition, you can get your rights reinstated, right? But you can't vote if you're a convicted felon in Florida.
As far as I know.
President Trump lives in what state?
Florida.
Mm-hmm, right. So can he vote in the election?
I guess not.
The answer is he can.
Oh, because he's a politician and he's above the law?
No, it's a super weird rule. So here's how this works. If you, I totally set you up for failure.
Super weird rule for a politician.
Here's the rule. No, for anybody. If you're convicted of a felony in another state, you're only disqualified from voting if in that state you would be disqualified from voting, and in the state of New York, they let felons vote. Serious. You can vote if you're a felon in the state of New York, unless you're behind bars. If you're in jail, you can't vote. So, if he's in jail at the time of voting, which could be the election or any time in the prior where he might mail in vote, then he can't vote in Florida. But if he's not in jail, then he's allowed to vote because New York is very liberal in terms of its voting procedures when it comes to felons. So just kind of an odd one. Let's see. There's a whole thing about having a gun, too, by the way, which, like, I think the rule is that once you're convicted, he's not allowed to have a gun anymore. I think that is the rule. But he can petition to have that reinstated at some point in the future. But the real interesting one is I don't think the president's really going to need a gun. He's going to have that Secret Service. Which, by the way, that's one of the wrinkles. If he winds up serving any jail time, is how will that interact with Secret Service? Because the president and former president's entitled to Secret Service protection. A lot of sort of uncertainties over this whole case.
Do you think he's actually going to serve any jail time?
No. Because we talked about this a little bit on Friday, but I think that what's going to happen is either the judge is going to not assign jail time, or if the judge does assign jail time, then the judge will say, but it's stayed pending appeal. Or if he does actually try to put him in jail, which I find that's hard to believe. You know, he wouldn't put him in jail that day. He'd probably put him in jail. Hey, surrender yourself to the authorities within a week or something like that. And, you know, they're going to go file an appeal and the appeals court's going to say, nah, he's not going to jail until we resolve all of this. We're not putting the former president in jail in a preliminary way. So, no, I don't think any of that's going to wind up happening. 437-1620, Jimmy's got traffic on the five. Jimmy?
Well, if you were heading eastbound on 98 or you were just going to be coming up on that Avalon Boulevard intersection, sorry, not Avalon Boulevard, Highway 87 intersection in Navarre, you can expect to see a lot of traffic building up on 98 going eastbound right before the Navarre Beach Causeway at the intersection with 87. That's due to a vehicle crash that a caller said has been cleared up, but still showing a lot of traffic backing up there. So expect delays if you are heading that way. Otherwise, not seeing too much happening on the roadways this morning. Woodbine and Chemuckla are both looking clear in Pace and Milton this morning, and not seeing any traffic coming westbound on 98, clear all the way over the bridge in Pensacola. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. What else do we have? Oh, and also, since we're kind of on an all-Trump half hour here, not really by design, but just because, you know, it seems to be turning out that way. Did you see the president has expanded his presence on social media?
The president is now on TikTok.
It's my honor.
It's from the UFC. It was a pretty good walk-on, right? Massively popular reception at the UFC, of course. And now, some people will say the president's a big old hypocrite because didn't he try to outlaw TikTok? Yeah. Aren't the Republicans trying to quit TikTok? And didn't Biden sign a law that makes it so that ByteDance has to divest? Yeah. But Biden's on TikTok. Trump's on TikTok. And until the election reform rule goes in or until the platform is not in existence, to me, it's an avenue, and if your opponent is using it, you're going to use it. And, you know, I would suspect that the former president will do much better on TikTok than Biden will do on TikTok. But, you know, it doesn't, I mean, I don't, that, there are an awful lot of things in the world that you can get worked up on. Being worked up about whether you think it's inconsistent for President Trump to be on TikTok is really probably not one of them. Hey, if you need to get work done on an import like a BMW, a Porsche, a Mercedes, a Genesis, Audi, Jaguar, a, you know, good import, good high Lexus, whatever, if you need to, you think you might have to go to the dealership, you don't have to go to the dealership. That's natural to assume, okay? But there's actually a federal law that protects you from being able to go anywhere. So the time, the distance, it's at a distance, and some of them are, you know, Destin, Porsche, whatever, mobile. You don't have to drive. You don't have to pay for the gas, the time, and the additional cost to go to the dealership. Go to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. The website is carclinics.com, like a healthcare clinic for your car. They want to see you a little bit more frequently, not just when there's problems, before there's problems, so they can make sure that there aren't the problems, right? That's the idea of preventative maintenance. So if you're thinking about getting work done on a car, and, you know, you can bring your domestics, you can bring your gas, your diesel engine, anything that works on wheels, you can bring it to them. And also, they are about to announce a second location soon, and so they are hiring additional mechanics right now. So if you are somebody or know somebody, check them out. Either stop by or on the web at carclinicservice.com or stop by in person. Bobby Likas Auto Service right on Davis Highway. 629 on News Radio Pensacola. Some people who were involved in the Tent City protests at the University of Chicago got their diplomas withheld because they were participating in illegal Tent City. And other U of C students staged a walkout during commencement to protest that the other students are being punished. Yeah. we've talked about this quite a bit. At first it seemed to me kind of harsh that people were being able to get jobs, and now I'm beginning to think that that's just kind of the smart answer. Walkout during commencement, that's fine. I mean, it's juvenile and stupid, but that's fine. But engaging in an illegal protest on campus, no, that's going to have consequences. I mean, kind of, period. That's going to have consequences.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. The first criminal trial of a first son begins today.
Jury selection begins in Hunter Biden's federal gun trial. The president's son faces three charges brought by the special counsel, David Weiss. He's accused of buying and possessing a firearm while addicted to illegal drugs, which is a violation of federal law. Hunter Biden has pleaded not guilty and claims he is politically targeted.
That's Fox's Jessica. Firefighters are battling a massive fire about 60 miles east of San Francisco.
Intense flames and powerful winds. Just some of the dangerous threats firefighters battled with the Coral Fire. Fire exploding to over 14,000 acres by Sunday afternoon. The largest blaze in the area so far this year.
Kimberly Fox, the affiliate, TXL Instrument, is listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 6:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. 73 degrees right now. Looks like partly cloudy skies this morning. A Pensacola man charged with a DUI after causing a runway crash on I-110 weekend. FHP says they arrested 28-year-old Liam Collins after he sideswiped a vehicle driving north in the southbound lanes on Friday night. Troopers say Collins' vehicle nearly struck the other vehicle head-on, but then swerved and caused the sideswipe crash. Debris from that side came out as well. Both Collins and passenger were taken to the hospital. The drivers of the other vehicles were not hurt. Collins, though, was arrested after being medically cleared from the hospital. He was booked and released on a $1,000 bond. Last week, the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office fired Deputy Eddie Duran, who's now been identified as the officer that shot and killed Senior Airman Roger Fortson last month. The Sheriff's Office says that an investigation showed deputy's actions were not objectively reasonable. The Okaloosa County NAACP president tells Channel 3 he believes the deputy should have de-escalated that situation.
You know, when we have issues, there are ways that we can work through these issues. And we still have ways to go as it relates to Roger Forson.
Okaloosa NAACP President Sabu Williams there. And he says he believes the deputy being fired is a good first step for seeking justice in the case. In the FDLE investigation, it was determined that Fortson was pointing his gun at the ground when he opened the door of his apartment and that he did not physically resist the deputy in any way. Fortson's family has hired civil rights attorney Ben Crump to represent them. Well, there is a new offer on the table for the OLF 8 property in Beulah. Tri-W Development out of Alabama has now reportedly offered Escambia County $36 million for the entire property. That offer was announced by Commissioner Jeff Burgosh on his online blog on Friday. He says commissioners will have to see how that proposal would follow the master plan for the property. It does include a land donation agreement for a school to be built on the property. Commissioners are also still considering another $25 million offer for a portion of that land from Beulah Town Center LLC. Both of those offers are expected to be discussed by the Board of County Commissioners at the meeting on Thursday. A highly endangered Kemp's Ridley sea turtle was recently rescued at the Navarre Beach Pier. According to a report in the News Journal, that turtle is now in the care of specialists at the Gulfarium. The turtle apparently suffered critical injuries thanks to an encounter with a fisherman some time ago. Another fisherman at the pier hooked a fishing pole, which was in the water being dragged around by the turtle. The submerged pole's line had apparently wrapped around the turtle's front flipper and dug in so far that the bone was exposed. Right now, there's no word on the turtle's chance of recovery, although marine biologists do say that flipper will likely have to be amputated. The Kemp's Ridley turtles are some of the smallest and most endangered turtles in the Gulf. 6:34 at News Radio Pensacola. And let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Jimmy, what are you seeing so far this morning?
Still seeing traffic backed up at the intersection of Highway 87 and 98. If you are heading eastbound on 98, you can expect to see a lot of traffic built up right before that intersection. Otherwise, looking pretty good on our roadways this morning. A little bit of traffic built up on Cervani Street at the intersection of A Street there, both going east and westbound. And on North Palafox, going north and southbound, mainly at the Tahar and intersection and West Fairfield Drive intersection. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
We will have a chance of rain as we go through the afternoon today. 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. A few storms could be strong. Temperatures today very warm with highs in the upper 80s and low 90s. We will feel more like the mid-90s to 100 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 74. For Tuesday, mostly sunny skies, high near 92. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 71. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Right now, we've got 73 degrees in Pensacola, 74 in Gulf Breeze, 72 in Milton. Your next news at 7 o'clock. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola, FM 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620.
The produce was shipped to wholesalers and distributors in 14 states, including Maryland, New York, Ohio, and more. Consumers are advised to check with their grocer to see if the recalled cucumbers were sold where they shop. Futures are mixed. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 574, the NASDAQ down 2, and the S&P 500 up 42. Once again, futures are mixed. That's your money now.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-721-3955. 800-721-3955. 800-721-3955. Optima Tax Relief. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career...
with the University of West Florida. Since 1969, UWF has offered graduate programs to provide expanded education and training for professionals in Northwest Florida. Join members of the UWF Graduate School on the Pensacola Expert Panel as they discuss graduate programs at UWF and the resources provided to prospective students. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
This thing was dreamed up in 2006 to protect 12,000 acres around Whiting Field that has grown to protecting not only that, but some of the other assets we have throughout Santa Rosa County. We have six fields outside of Whiting Field. 57% of all of the outlying landing fields in the United States of America that are owned by the Navy is right here. Right in this little area in northwest Florida in lower Alabama.
This is Randy Roy. He is the military community liaison for NAS Whiting Field, and he was speaking at an event that I had a chance to go to on Thursday that was being put on by the Trust for Public Land, where the basic idea of this event was we've got all of this great land that's been put aside for buffering, for whiting, among other things, and, you know, we need to stop every once in a while and kind of enjoy it, you know, and not just have it sit there doing nothing, but actually do something. So we were basically through Adventures Unlimited. We did a canoe trip, a kayak trip down a section of Coldwater Creek. But again, the idea was just kind of enjoying some of the public land that's been put aside for conservation status for a variety of reasons.
Able to protect that asset by investing in working with you guys and with the partners here today. Over 20,000 acres. And over $55 million has been expended to just protect that national asset.
And remember, you know, in Navarre, there's a 500-acre parcel that just got taken care of, put away. You've got this 400-plus acre parcel on the west side of 87 across from the entrance to Whiting Field. And just, you know, very large sections of land that have been put in conservation protective status. I had a chance to talk to Doug Hadaway. He is the head of the Trust for Public Land. He was there. This was kind of a media and politicians and representatives of, like, the, you know, Fish and Wildlife and all kinds of folks that were involved in all of this.
So people want to know what we're here for today. What are we celebrating?
Well, land conservation for the public benefit is something that doesn't happen in a day. It happens over generations and decades. So every once in a while, you need to take a breath, realize and acknowledge the accomplishments that have been made with the partners that you've created, the partnerships to be successful. And today is about thanking those that came together to see how we can do more together. And breathe and enjoy the resource and the fruits of our work by hitting the water a little bit here.
I like that. So I know a lot of people think about conservation land in Santa Rosa County as being primarily oriented toward the military mission, buffering around whiting and making sure that there's no encroachment upon their resources. But the double benefit is if you put land in conservation status, you not only help the military mission, but you give the public an opportunity to see what things get preserved as and in some cases use those resources, right?
Yes, and the work that we do is benefiting the people in so many other ways. Public health, a sense of place, the quality of the water, and the natural resources that are protected all benefit people. And so when there is a lot of overlapping interests, as you mentioned, the military-based buffering plus conservation and public recreation and outdoor space, it makes it a lot better to build that tent and make it larger for more people to participate.
Putting thousands of acres in conservation isn't free. The money comes from all different kinds of sources, right?
Yes, it does. It comes from both public and private sources. We are a private nonprofit organization, and we're sustained by the generosity of people that believe in our mission and provide us funding to help cover our costs tied to doing this. And we are able to bring public and private funding to the table for the actual land acquisition as well. The vast majority of the funding for the land conservation in this area is from public sources, federal, state, and local, but it also includes private philanthropic support too.
And just rough numbers, if you don't know more specific, but where are we at right now in terms of how much land has been put aside in Santa Rosa? And I think you said $55 million was the price tag. Is that just Santa Rosa County?
So there are, again, there are a lot of partners inside the tent, and so Trust for Public Land has been involved with probably the majority of the work that's been done in Santa Rosa County, but I don't want to discount that others have also contributed to the effort too. So what I can say is that Trust for Public Land has been involved in about 14,000 acres of conserved land that valued about $45 to $50 million.
Okay. And the most recent efforts are the down in Navarre, about 500 acres, and the newest one is just west of 87. That's 400 or 500 acres, I think, something like that. Maybe it's bigger, but that one is also a relatively new one, right?
Yes, we closed on that one earlier this calendar year, meaning the Trust for Public Land bought it as an interim owner, but then we reconveyed for the public benefit, typically into public ownership. And yes, that was done earlier this year, about 500 acres.
Yeah. Any last thing you want to make sure the public knows about the significance of this ongoing, many years, many acres, and many millions of dollars project that you guys and many other partners are involved in?
Keep being who you are. Value the places where you live, work, and play, and make sure that you set aside land so that you can stay connected to it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
And again, that was Doug Hathaway, the CEO, president, head. The generically head of the Trust for Public Land, who was here in Santa Rosa County on Thursday. And one of the things that I don't remember was him or somebody else made the comment of, part of the value of conservation is not just to put things away that you never look at or enjoy, but it's to put them in conservation so that, you know, if some future development process happens where we really, really, really build up Escambia and Santa Rosa County, at least there's some part of it where we can go and see what it used to be like. And there's value in that, too, you know, being connected with the history of the place, right? Now, it's hard to imagine, but, you know, I'm sure at one point it was hard to imagine in Miami and Chicago and L.A., too. And that doesn't mean that we become like that eventually, you know, kind of hopefully not. But if we do, at least we know that there's these thousands and thousands and thousands of acres that have been put aside to not be developed. Right? Now let's work on the farmland, too. We'll come back to this in just a second because I had some observations on Coldwater Creek as well. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
If you are heading eastbound on 98, you can expect to see a lot of traffic building up at the intersection of 87 and 98 there. That is due to a vehicle crash that happened earlier. Roadway is clear, but please use caution driving in that area. Otherwise, looking pretty good on our roadways this morning. If you're coming in from Pacer Milton, you can expect to see a little bit of traffic building up on 98. Heading westbound right before the intersection with Chemukla Highway there. And traffic is building up just a little bit on the bridge, but slowing down as you, clearing up as you get into Pensacola off the bridge. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. So we had not done Coldwater Creek, and my wife was interested in doing this in part because, you know, we had obviously done a lot of paddleboarding in the area. Obviously, we've done float trips and canoes and things like that. And we've done Blackwater. And I'll just tell you, if you get a chance to do Coldwater, it's completely different from Blackwater. Most notably, Jimmy, I'm going to bring your expertise into bear here. You ready? Okay.
What expertise?
Blackwater Creek is notable because it's Blackwater.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Can you see the bottom in Blackwater Creek?
No.
No,
you can't.
No. You dangle your feet beneath the float, hoping.
It's got to have something to do with all the beer that's been spilled in there.
Maybe not, but sure. Okay. Maybe so.
Yeah.
So Blackwater Creek is very, very dirty in the sense that it's not necessarily dirty water, but it's dirty in the sense that there's particulate within it, right? Coldwater Creek, exactly the opposite. Coldwater Creek is crystal clear. You can see everything. The problem is, there's nothing to see. Coldwater Creek has almost no life in the water because there's no building blocks for the life. There's no stuff for the little things to eat, for the bigger things to eat, for the bigger things to eat, for the fish can eat. I mean, we saw like a handful of minnows and like a mullet, I think. And, you know, so there's not a lot of life. But it's really pretty. Very, very pretty. Very shallow. Very shallow to the point where a lot of times you're in your canoe and you're going to scrape the bottom a little bit. Lots of stumps and logs and things to navigate around, but that's fine. Some minor rapids. You can choose whether you go over the rapids or not go over the rapid, but they're very minor. Very interesting. There's one place where there's a rope swing, which is kind of fun. Yes, I did it, of course. And I'm sore now for a week. Because that's what happens. I also thought it was kind of funny because a lot of people that own property right on Coldwater Creek, and so they have built, you know, houses or sheds or shacks or forts or play structures or whatever, and there's all kinds of no trespassing, which I get. It's your private property, and you don't want people coming up on it if they're off the creek, but at the same time, it just seemed kind of odd to me. And then the last thing is pretty close into Whiting, naturally, because it's kind of like all that land is, you know, in the flight pattern. The T6s were crossing back and forth and back and forth all the time overhead. So, also, by the way, I forgot to mention this, the Fiesta Parade on Friday, great time, obviously, and the T6s from Training Air Wing 5 flew right down Palafox, which is very cool. I managed to catch a little bit of it on video, not a ton of it on video. 6:49 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. If you're thinking about working on a project around the home and you need to get supplies, Pensacola Hardware is the place to do it. They can give you the guidance. They can sell you the stuff you need. They can teach you what stuff you don't need and what stuff you do need that you didn't know you needed. You know, like, that's the idea, is ask them. They know. They've been doing this for a long time, since 1851. since 1851. It's a long time. So 173 years they've been helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola. And they might be getting toward the end of it right now, but they are at the end of season blowout for heaters and fireplace accessories, fireplace screens, ceramic heaters, outdoor fireplaces, you know, while supplies last, right? LP gas heaters, infrared heaters, fireplace tools, hotshot SS outdoor fireplaces, propane convection heaters, and electric tower heaters. And they, you know, the stuff that they have now will be at the best prices you'll ever find it. And then, you know, you'll have it on hand when December or January comes and, you know, somebody in your house wants to be a little bit warmer. You'll have it available for you. Right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street, Pensacola Hardware.
This Father's Day, celebrate the legacy of shooting sports and essential survival skills passed down through generations. At Jim's Firearms, they're proud to support dads who teach their kids not just how to aim, but also how to respect and enjoy the great outdoors. From expert advice to top quality gear, Jim's Firearms has everything you need to make this Father's Day unforgettable. Jim's Firearms, where tradition begins and legacy lives on. Find Jim's Firearms at the corner of Sorrento Road and Blue Angel Parkway, at the back gate of NAS, and also online at jimsfirearms.net.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help, from running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in, with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. It's hot in the summer, but you can bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, the New Cahoots. It's an acoustic duo from Pensacola. Michael Garcia and Gordon Frank blend sounds of folk, bluegrass, and Americana. This week, Bands on the Beach is sponsored by Bill Manning Real Estate and Kuhn Realty. See you at 7 o'clock at the Gulfside Pavilion for Bands on the Beach.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Sweet.
Danny, I'd like you to meet my big friend, Sweet Johansson.
This is one of the things I love about doing this show. There's always somebody who knows more than I do. And correct me when I get stuff wrong. I love that. I mean, I don't love being wrong. I hate that. But I'm glad that when I am wrong about something, somebody will correct me. I just got a text in from somebody who says that the T6 Texans that we saw over the parade on Friday were actually from Training Wing 6 at Sherman at NAS Pensacola. So my apologies. This is why I'm doing this series, because I'm trying to learn as much as we can possibly learn. And I'll have to ask when we get into talking to the I assume that will come up a little bit when we talk to Cricket coming up on Friday, who I met for the first. He's the commanding officer at training at Ring 6, the commodore there. Talked to on Friday. Met him for the first time at the parade. 6:53 here on News Radio Pensacola. David Wayne is in a newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, jury selection is expected to start today in Delaware in the federal firearms case against Hunter Biden, who's accused of illegally buying and possessing a gun while being addicted to drugs in 2018. A senior Israeli official says President Biden's description of the ceasefire proposal in Gaza wasn't accurate. Biden said on Friday Israel had made a truce proposal to Hamas in order to get some of the hostages held by them. But the official tells NBC News Israel didn't actually come up with the plan, only made a few changes to it. And China's new lunar probe is now reportedly landed on the moon. China says the probe touched down on the dark side of the moon on Saturday. Now it'll begin collecting samples from the surface. The mission hopes to return those samples to Earth in the next few months.
You're not going
to
play me the music?
I didn't have time to get it. I assumed you would have already had it ready to go.
I didn't know it was coming.
At a second's notice. Give,
you know, I need more than 5 seconds. I need 8. All right, fair enough. David, thanks so much for the update. Another correction. Did I say Blackwater Creek?
I don't know. I think you said Coldwater River.
Did I?
I heard Coldwater.
Coldwater Creek or Coldwater River?
Creek.
I wouldn't have said that. Yeah, anyway, somebody says it's Blackwater River and Coldwater Creek. I know. I don't think I said it wrong, but if I did, I apologize. Jim, it does happen. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
If you are in Pace or Milton getting on Highway 90 this morning, you can expect to see some traffic building up on Woodbine and Chemuclo with their respective intersections with the highway. And on US 90, traffic built up just a little bit, but clearing up as you get into town this morning. Into Pensacola, that is. And heading eastbound on 98, we are still seeing a little bit of traffic built up right at the intersection of 87 before the Navarre Beach Causeway. That is due to a vehicle crash that has been cleared up, but still seeing some residual traffic from that. Going north and southbound on North Palafox Street in Pensacola this morning, seeing some traffic built up on East Tahar Drive and West Fairfield Drive with their intersections with Palafox. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. This traffic report brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. The other thing I was, Council on Aging Senior Chill Out takes place this Friday, June 7th at area Lowe's stores. That's going to be on Highway 98 in Gulf Breeze, 9 Mile Road in Pensacola, Fairfield Airport, and Highway 90 in Pace from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. The community, that's you, is encouraged to help seniors who experience dangerous health complications as a result of stifling summer heat. Donating AC units or fans or money is also fine. You can find out more and donate online at newsradio923.com. We also have Bands on the Beach coming up tomorrow night. And that will be, let's see, New Cahoots will be performing tomorrow night at the Gulfside Pavilion starting at 7 o'clock. Always a good show. Man, if you have, I imagine there's somebody who's never been to Bands on the Beach. Just go. Just go. And then, you know, you will find out. Like, this is a really cool thing that happens every. I mean, it's hundreds of people. It's amazing, quite frankly. And I have tickets to give away. How about that? I have some tickets to give away for Pensacola Little Theater is putting on Rent June 7th through the 23rd. Great story, Rent, of course, musical, all kinds of fun. Anyway, I have a pair of tickets. You can be caller number one right now. 437-1620, 437-1620. We're going to put Jimmy's capabilities to the absolute maximum right now. Because I'm going to have him do future news in a minute while he's in the middle of taking a phone call winner. You're up to it? He's giving me a big thumbs up. Why you do this to me, Andrew? I don't know. I'm a terrible boss. 437-1620, 437-1620. This was kind of just an odd little note story. You know how people are worried about losing their jobs to AI? You know, performers, musicians, talk show hosts. Every single person in the whole wide world is worried about losing their job to AI. One of the threats regarding AI that you might not have thought about, and I know I had not because this was new to me, is it's not the idea that AI would replace you. It's that the less capable person using AI will replace you. Right? Like, the things that make you good at your job that you have taken your whole life to learn how to do, and therefore you outperform the other people who don't get your job, right? You compete, you beat them. You got the job. You do it well. But along comes a person who learns how to use AI to make up for their inadequacies or comparative inadequacies, and they're able to do the job with the help of AI maybe better than you, may be cheaper than you because they don't have all of that experience or capability or whatever, or maybe both. And so it's not only the direct threat of somebody who replaces you in the job, it's that some or that AI replaces you in the job, it's that the person using the AI replaces you in the job. That's horrifying. Then also, I saw another story related to AI that I thought was interesting. The misinformation, disinformation, online manipulation of perspectives through AI isn't necessarily just the fabrication of stories, but it's that people who maybe don't speak English or don't speak America's culture very well will use AI to make their own misinformation and disinformation sound more authentically American so that we're more plausible, likely to buy it.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.